Okay, so I would like to introduce, please, Dr. David Fine from Cardea Services in Seattle. He's going to speak about social determinants, epidemiologic context, and individual risk factors for chlamydia trachomatis among women attending family planning clinics in the Region 10 Infertility Prevention Project in 2010. Thank you very much.
Thank you. First, I'm going to tell you what this is not. It is not a research study. It is not an aerial aggregate analysis, nor is it an individual patient analysis. It's a little different. We're going to shift to program data, family planning clinic client data in the Northwest. And first, I've got to acknowledge that is a very long title.
It's hard to say.
And there is a brief story about it. It is an unabashed nod to Matthew Hogben and Jamie Lightlighter for an article from 2008 on social determinants, and I think I've managed to include a number of their subheadings in the paper in the title. Thank you. Our goals, briefly describe a rationale for what we were trying to do, raise some method issues, which we've been working on with my colleagues, Wendy Nakatsukasa Ono and Sarah Goldenkrantz, and to show some preliminary results. This is very much a work in progress. The rationale. Recent theoretical frameworks have proposed multi-level models to describe STI transmission. They sometimes finesse some of the empirical challenges in doing that, and I'm going to try to raise a few of those. Issues such as social determinants, you've heard about community poverty and crime, neighborhood indicators such as racial composition, clinic characteristics, in particular, we are interested in chlamydia screening coverage, the percentage of young women tested for chlamydia in family planning clinics, and sexual network characteristics such as sex partner concurrency, as well as individual risk behaviors. Multi-level models imply multiple data sources, and that was the challenge we've taken on for a number of years, and this is a somewhat more complicated push from prior work we've done with social determinants and individual chlamydia test data. IPP, you all probably know what IPP is. Yes? Okay. Individual behaviors and
infertility prevention program. I saw some people shaking their head.
Chlamydia and gonorrhea screening and treatment program at family planning, STD, and other types of healthcare settings. Besides IPP data, where we have a test result, individual risk factors, one in Region 10, where I come from, sexual network measure, you need other data sources to describe social determinants and clinic service characteristics. Our objective was to assess individual-level risk, sexual network measures, clinic service characteristics, and area-based socioeconomic measures associated with chlamydia out in the Northwest. Data sources. There are three. In general, you probably don't know a lot about the first one. The federal Title X Family Planning Program provides funds to family planning, public sector, and some private nonprofit clinics to provide reproductive health services to women, particularly poor women. This system in the Northwest collects visit-level data on all women seen who are funded by Title X. Visit data includes services, pelvic exams, counseling provided, demographic measures, even some pregnancy history. The second data source that we've been involved in is U.S. Census 2000 tables. I'll emphasize that the census people have promised us the 2010 ZCTA table since last spring. We have one of four states for Region 10 currently. It's a work in progress. They're trying very hard, as are we. And IPP chlamydia test records. The first data source from family planning. About 220,000 visits occurred in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Alaska in calendar year 2010 in family planning clinics, about 240 sites. That reduces down to about 138,000 women. There's a unique client identifier within clinics, but not a universal identifier. because we're interested in clinic characteristics, we decided to limit it to clinics where there were 100 or more women, female clients aged 15 to 24 during that time period so we could come up with some stable estimates. That only reduced the number of patients slightly, as you can see in the second row, to about 97% of the total. Now, the next one was family planning clinics mostly participate in the IPP program, but some do not. In fact, of the 240 family planning clinics, about three-quarters, or 177, are in IPP. Finally, if you combine rows 2 and 3, you get 125 sites with 100-plus clients, 15 to 24, who were also in IPP, and we have IPP data. Census data, I won't spend a lot of time. Zip code tabulation areas are polygons that have been drawn carefully by many people, laboriously, around U.S. Postal Service zip code routes. It's an approximation. We do not get address for any of our clients, so zip code is the only way we could merge data sets between IPP and family planning and census data about social determinants. There's a fairly large literature about debate about what aerial level to use, census block, census tract, or zip code. But not a lot of work actually done in it, but a lot of argument. Our measures included racial and ethnic populations, aerial ones, socioeconomic position from SF3 2000 census. We generally produced ordered categorical summary measures, either following the research literature or federal policy guidelines, such as on percent federal poverty levels. Third, IPP. We started with 64,000 IPP chlamydia tests in family planning clinics. It was reduced slightly when we required that those family planning clinics also have Title 10, that separate data system that showed service data. And it reduced even further when we reduced it to family planning clinics with family planning data where the clinics had sufficient young women for our analysis. That was a good start. We ended up with 125 clinics, and we were feeling very, very good about that. And for the last 3 months, Wendy, Sarah, and I have been working very hard to correct the sample. You have two data systems here. They're independent. The family planning service data system has a variable that says chlamydia test done, yes, no. The IPP data system for that same clinic, separate, has a chlamydia test record that must document that she had a test. Of the 125 clinics, we found some challenges in the family planning data system where we had surprisingly low numbers of chlamydia tests in clinics that were in the IPP project. I won't go into detail. We did a bunch of matching between IPP and family planning. We improved our numbers. That was a good start. The second issue was, once we had improved our numbers between what the family planning service system said and what IPP test records had, we had a different problem. We had 125 clinics where about 85 of them had relatively comparable levels of chlamydia testing, plus or minus 20%. We made that up, chose a standard. We also had some clinics where family planning had very many more and fewer records, and I am going to skip almost everything. We ended up with 85 clinics with data that we felt confident in, okay? And that's about 32,000 IPP tests. In IPP, we have the following measures. In the family planning data system, we summarized to the aggregate level, to the clinic level, and generated some summary measures we thought were relevant from the field. They're listed there, screening coverage, size of the clinic, percentage of clients that were adolescents, social determinants, median household income, limited education, racial and ethnic Hispanic percentages. Some quick results. Want to highlight the racial ethnic disparities. These are simply bivariate relationships. And also note that in the Northwest, Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islanders have a high level of positivity for chlamydia. Our one, besides individual level measures, our one network measure, we ask women whether they think their sex partner in the last year, in fact, had other sex partners of, and had sex of any kind while they were in a relationship with them. And fully half said not sure or possibly, with 7.6% positivity. Those who said yes and definitely, 8.1 compared to only 4.8 for no unlikely. Screening coverage was not particularly as exciting as I had hoped. It averaged about 60% for relatively low coverage, or 6.4% positivity. At higher coverage, positivity was up at 7.2%. We have some aggregate family planning, clinic service characteristics, not a whole lot to talk about. Let me jump quickly. Census data. I'm over by a minute.
That's okay. We'll just cut into your questions.
That's fine with me. We do like RUCA, rural urban commuting area data to estimate, we think, better rural urban status. And you'll notice that small rural and isolated areas had lower chlamydia positivity. Some very rough multivariate results, very rough, not surprisingly. All of the individual factors that we've studied before and have gotten out into the world were significant. And it doesn't hurt to have 33,000 records. I would note that SP concurrency, there was increased risk in the multivariate model for either yes, definitely, or not sure, possibly, having a sex partner with concurrent sex partners. If they're worried, they should be. I want to spend 1 minute on this multivariate results, the aggregate factors. We did find a number of clinic-level factors, even after controlling for individual-level measures, that were associated with chlamydia test positivity. The size of the clinic, as it got larger, and the percentage of clients overall at that clinic, not just those who had been tested, who were adolescents. And we think that has something around the culture or context that that clinic was more adolescent-focused. Urban-rural status was significant. Percent racial minority and percent Hispanic ethnicity were also significant. And interestingly enough, and remember, we have old U.S. 2000 census data for those aerial numbers. As racial minority proportions in the surrounding area where the client resided went up, positivity went down. To be continued. It's feasible to access and use other data systems. There were some very large technical challenges to doing so. Multi-level analyses may help inform the field's more comprehensive models of STD acquisition. And finally, in Region 10, we do think that positivity for young women, chlamydia, screened at family planning clinics is a function of, as the literature might suggest, individual, network, clinic, and community characteristics. Thanks.
Thank you so much. So we have time for one long or two short questions.
Hi, Lizzie Cherney, CDC Atlanta. Thank you, David, for that great presentation. I think you gave a really good example of some of the challenges of using program data to try to answer interesting questions. I wonder what recommendations you have for programs, how to modify or improve the data collect, the data that they do collect in order to be able to use it for questions like these.
We like to say do more better. It takes a tremendous amount of interaction with well-meaning program folks to change how data are collected, entered, maintained, and exported. It simply takes, and a faith that it, there's a good faith effort going on. It just takes relationships. Hi, Joan.
If you can repeat the question, then.
You raised some really important questions about the role of urban versus rural differences in terms of the pocket. And sort of going along the lines of a question about how to use this programmatically, how would you then use that data, the additional data that you learned on, so the Boreas study,
How would we redirect or prioritize resources given some of the aerial findings? Kinda.
That's good.
Okay. My colleagues and I have a modest proposal. Since we frankly cannot use race, ethnicity as an individual screening criterion, that we use the racial ethnic composition of an aerial area to prioritize women of any racial or ethnic background when they come in the clinic. What we would really love, of course, is the aerial designation of their partners, but that's asking too much of routine information systems. I also think it can be used in policy decisions about where you shift funding geographically.
Great. Thank you so much. We're out of time. Appreciate it. Very nice.